It's a quick end of the meeting.
I have a caregiver at the house for Scott Rubin. She's inside the apartment and nobody is present. What can I offer her? She traveled an hour and a half.
An hour and a half?
Well, she it's in Fairless Hills and she took public transportation from Philly.
So nobody's answering.
She's inside the apartment. Like, the door's open. She went room to room, and I know it's the right apartment because I called the number on file, and the phone was ringing.
And nobody's answering, and that's it.
Yeah, nobody's there.
So how long is the shift for?
It's 9:30 to 1:30.
9:30 to 1:30. Well, you can't technically service if nobody's there, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And so tell her to stay for half an hour more.
Okay.
And like an hour total.
Okay.
And we'll compensate her for travel plus hour. I mean, I'll give her whatever, $100
okay.
or something.
All right.
And just to tell her that, you know, this can happen. It's the nature of the business. And,
yeah.
And,
no, I'll
yeah,
let her
we'll
know.
Talk, we'll
we
talk
were in
later.
The wrong apartment to begin with, but then we figured out that I called the office and got the right unit. But.
Yeah, people are nuts. That's the way it is.
All right.
Confirm a visit and, you know.
All right.
Maybe
all
you're
I
hospitalized.
Mean,
maybe you're hospitalized. Who knows?
Yeah, I tried the SD too, so we'll figure it out. Thank you.
Yeah, no, but we'll compensate her. Just send me an email and I'll get a page.
All right. Thank you.
No problem.